The holder's grip proved hard to pry loose. Oak Bay won its 9th consecutive Island Boys Quad A High School Basketball Championship by denying the Spectrum Thunder its first title since 1990. The Bays defeated the Thunder 79-66 in the championship game Saturday night amid a din created by a near-capacity crowd of more than 2,000 fans on Ken and Kathy Shields Court in Karsa Gym on the University of Victoria campus. The final had to be moved to the larger venue due to the high interest in the game featuring the two top-ranked teams in BC. It's like those great BC 1-2 battles of the 1960s between Porky Andrews' Vic High and Gary Taylor's Oak Bay teams, said Oak Bay athletic director Rich Fast. Oak Bay head coach Chris Franklin concurred, "I can't remember a year in which two teams played at such a level as this with such quality players." Grade 11 Spectrum star Justin Hinrichsen will have to wait until next year to potentially join his dad, former UVic Vikes national champion and 2000 Sydney Olympian Eric Hinrichsen, as an Island champion and MVP, something the elder Hinrichsen pulled off in 1994 with the Kerry High Tyees of Campbell River en route to third place in BC that year. But standing in the way will be this year's Island Tournament MVP Torin Franklin of Oak Bay, who is also in grade 11. "It's awesome to join those great names of the past on this MVP trophy," said Franklin, referring to the likes of Hinrichsen, two-time NBA MVP Steve Nash, fellow Olympian Billy Robinson, NBA draft pick Bob Burrows and current UVic star and Canada West MVP Diego Mafia. "It is such a hard award to win that not even Olympians and UVic national champions Gerald Kazanowski or Greg Wilcher were able to do it during their Starry Island high school days." Torin Franklin's tenacity epitomized the BC number 2 ranked Bays team, after it lost to BC top-ranked Spectrum by 22 points in the Lower Island final 2 weeks ago. "Our intensity was the key. We never gave up. We just played really hard," said Torin Franklin, the nephew of Bays head coach Chris Franklin, who guided the Bays to third place in BC last year. "We worked hard every day for over a week and a half to get ready for the Islands." His uncle concurred, "After the 22-point loss to Spectrum, we had a plan, we focused, and we came back stronger," said Oak Bay bench boss and the elder Franklin. The Bays advanced to the BC Championships next month at the Langley Event Center. Spectrum can be challenged for the second Island berth by the third-place Belmont Bulldogs. That game would go Tuesday night in the Spectrum School Gym. Meanwhile, the BC number 4-ranked Dover Bay Dolphins were playing the Mark Isfeld Ice in the Island Triple A Boys High School Championship game that was in progress at press time at Wellington Secondary. The Wellington Wildcats and Kerry High Tyees were both honorable mentions in the provincial top 10 poll. The Island Double A Championship took place late Saturday at Brentwood College with the host team playing the John Barsby Bulldogs in the final. The Lambrick Park Lions went in ranked number 3 in BC, Brentwood College number 5 and the St. Michael's University School Blue Jags number 6 with John Barsby an honorable mention. The Single A Championship game in Duncan was between Duncan Christian and Campbell River Christian. CDH Ian Saw at TimesColonist.com.